From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Hey, look, there's still some time left on the clock. I believe it's something like a minute and 32 seconds or something like that. But we're going to beat these ugly-ass bastards. I love it. Well, that's what time is over here. You guys in the other regions have a different feed than I do, but that's okay. I know you have the same score as I do, 27-17, third division win. I'm going to love this. I'm going to party all fucking night in the COVID fucking storm. I love it. This is your boy Chris here. Hey, look, man, I'm feeling pretty goddamn good. Azul, where the hell are you at? Azul's right around. Hold up, before I go any further, damn it. Where's he at? Azul, talk to me, baby.
What's going on, man? Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly, man. You got anything you want to play? You want me to play anything special for you?
Oh, that's you.
Yes.
Oh, love you. We're gonna, we're gonna have to ride this shit to Christmas. I don't mind fucking being pro. This is gonna be the result. I do not mind.
I love it. I'm having a good time.
Let's get to the thoughts, man, because I know stakeholders got to say a lot of shit. Hey, listen, man, this was a very well played game.
Let me get everything measured over here. There we are. Okay. 27-17, we beat those pathetic Eagles today. We had three sacks. Hey, look, let me tell you something. We played a very measured game. I have to give Daniel Jones a little credit here. Normally, our fans always out there bashing them, doing their thing. But look, it's a third division win. Let's look at the bright side. Third division win. I'd say that win against the Cowboys gives us a lot of leverage to win this division because you've got to basically do 4-2 in every division in order to win it. But before we go any further, like you said, everybody else got something to say. 929-477-4171 is our number here on the Bleed Blue Show. This is the roundtable, post-game roundtable game. I mean, show. We beat those pathetic Eagles, as you know. I'm just loving this. Check us out on www.bleedblueshow.com and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. Zoo, I'll be back to you. We got Kristen's on the line, Carl's on the line.
I gotta say something. I'm getting ready to.
Let me do my intro.
Okay.
All that good stuff. And let's see. What was I gonna say? Yes, make sure you love our Bleed Blue Show page, Facebook page with video episodes and video highlights and video breakdowns. Go ahead, Azul.
All right, man, let me say this. This is what really caught my attention. I think it sure did. The face of adversity, the back-to-back possessions in the second half for the Eagles where they resulted in touchdowns. Well, first of all, they had the opening possession. They had the penalty. I'm talking about the Eagles with the block in the back, and they ended up getting that 56-yard touchdown run. Yeah. But I thought he went out of bounds, but they stood up. It was a haul. Let me speak. Kelsey had a nice block on that shit, but yo, that next drive was, I mean, the face of adversity with this team in this game was fantastic because they had the strike plays with Shepard, Tate, the Gallman run, yep. the response to that touchdown, and then the Eagles came back with another touchdown on the next drive. I thought, you know, Graham Gano, like you said, Chris, as far as player of the week with the special teams, the money field goals, the momentum field goals, I thought were huge in this game. And now I know the Giant fans do not like this zone defense. I don't mind it because this bend but don't break defense is working. It is working. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some plays here and there where the front three, Leonard Williams, Tomlinson, they're going to get to the quarterback, and they have. I love the fact that Darius Slayton, this is where Evan Engram needs to take notes. Darius Slayton had that crucial drop on the third down, but he made up for it on the next possession, the big catch down the field. I love everything about what this team did today. I know we're not going to stop the Eagles. We're not going to stop any, a lot of teams as far as possession by possession, because this is a professional league. Teams make plays, you know, give credit where, you know, Miles Sanders, I thought, had a good game. But listen, let's keep it real. Jason Garrett has called an excellent offensive game, as Patrick Graham has defensively. Biggest difference up until this point this year versus last year. You need that head coach just doing head coach shit instead of Shermer trying to do head coach hat, offensive coordinator hat. He did fantastic with these run plays. He used him like Cam Newton, like he should. Daniel Jones needs to run the ball. He needs to use his legs to set up the pass. I mean, I thought this was a very well played football game, through and through. I'm thoroughly happy. I love the fact that we could rotate tackles and the guards too, man. If you know, Zeidler got hurt, Will Hernandez, put him in his usual left guard spot for Shane Lemieux, who had a fantastic game in that first half. Shane Lemieux was taking on two blockers. He was shooting that touchdown run by Daniel Jones. I would put up a lot of the rest of the clock, because I know if we got to hear from, you know, stakeholders, we got to give game balls to a lot of people. Dalvin Tomlinson was fantastic. Leonard Williams, I know you had the stupid penalty. Probably a frustration.
Yep.
He was good. I loved it. Gallman, Ram authority. I thought we just saw a little bit more Alfred Morris going to Billy Bob route, but hey, listen, man. I am thoroughly happy. It's about time we beat these motherfuckers. And this is what I was saying like a couple of weeks ago. All it takes is one win, get into a nice little momentum, and the clutch should have went off by now. I thought Darnay Holmes kind of struggled today, Chris, but I thought the refs jerked him on that pass interference, man. I think that should have been a no call.
They did jerk him. We'll get to all of that, but I have to tell you very sincerely,
all episodes. Here.
All right, check it out. Let's go around. Let's see who's here. Let's do a call around first.
Hold on, man.
Who is in the house? Let's go down the line. I wonder who this lady is. Wonder does she wear the blue? Shout out real quick.
Woo,
girlfriend.
Woo, fucking who. I'm so happy we finally beat these assholes.
All right, hold up. We'll be right back. I know this is my girl, Chris. What's up, babe?
Fantastic. Nobody's mad
there you
today.
Go. Right, all right. This is my man here. What's up, Mr. Carl, sir? Remember to say ladies, too, bro. Got to say ladies, too.
Pleasant good afternoon. It is a good day in Blueville.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, sir. Frontline extraordinaire, you in the house?
Two games in a row. Giants win, baby.
There you go. Anybody in their feelings out there? Anybody in their feelings? Go ahead. Go ahead, Billy. Say it. Say it, bro. All right, I'm going to move on, man. You take it too long, man. Is this my brother? Oh, there you go. What's good, Billy Bob?
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Oh, excuse me. All right, we'll be right back to you. Darn, okay, baby. Hello? Yeah, say hi. Just say hi.
Fuck the Eagles. We finally beat their ass.
Thank you very much. That's what I needed from you. Thank you, baby. Hold on. We'll be right back. DB Nation, you in the house or what?
Yeah, man. I'm here, man. I'm here. Okay. Ready to rock and roll.
All right. And where's your twin at? As if I didn't know. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah, nothing but garbage, Gaina. The Eagles are nothing but garbage.
Y'all are wild people. This is the post-game roundtable. If you called in for the first time, you got some characters and you got some real smart people on this sucker. We at 929-477-4171. We just wiped the Eagles off the fucking slate here. That was a beautiful, beautiful fucking moment to see 27-17 on the scoreboard in favor of us. This is our third win of the year. Third division win, second win in a row going into the bye week. Beautiful time to be a Giant fan. Beautiful time to be a Giant fan. Everybody's going to be on clock for their 3 minutes. Let's go around the room one more time. Lady Blue, please set us off. 3-minute timer is on. Go ahead, girlfriend.
Hey, Detroit just beat Washington with 0 seconds on the clock, too. Yes, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yes, we won, but
give us
you know what? Yes, we won, but we still got shit to work on, dude. Let me tell you. I still don't like Thomas. Gallman was balling. Bradbury with key stops. Eli Penny fucked up. I do not like this soft defense. I mean, Steve, you might say, yes, we have a bend but don't break defense. How about we implement a fucking seek and destroy defense, okay? Play the Metallica song and let's just seek and destroy. I'm tired of this bend don't break defense because we're giving them too much cushion. It's too soft. We're letting them go. I mean, yeah, we have sparks of greatness, but come on, man. And Fackle's got to learn how to tackle better. I'm sorry, dude. You're whiffing on tackles. I mean, yes, we won, but I ain't letting you go. I mean, you still got shit to work on.
But that's why you don't. I'm sorry. It's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
That's fine. You can. Hey, it's all our show. You can join in. But I like to seek and destroy. But yeah, bend don't break. I mean, yeah, we lucked out. But we were giving up too many big plays and too many big holes. We got to tighten up. That's my opinion, okay? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. So I just want us to tighten up. And I just want – for what – I mean, yes, we won by 10, but I really – I'm just so happy we beat these assholes finally. I mean, it's been a long time. But I'm happy we won. Some of those penalties were bullshit. I mean – as always, but we still got work to do, let me tell you. But second week in a row, zero turnovers for Daniel Jones. I'm very happy. He even ran it in for a touchdown. He would have run it in for two, but .0 screwed that up with the holding penalty. And yes, Steve, I thoroughly agree with you. Slayton with that drop, and he knew it, and he made up for it. I mean, like I said, I don't think I'll ever let Engram slide because we should have swept these idiots. Because that's still going to burn me for a very long time. I'm not going to get over that anytime soon. I just can't get over that anytime soon because, honestly, we should have swept them. We should have swept them. But, hey, a win is a win. Two games in a row. Let's build on it. Like I said, I just watched Detroit do a field goal with zero time left to beat Washington 30-27. So yeah, no matter how bad the NFC East is right now, we're still in it. So I'm so happy to hear that. I mean,
I got a question for Lady Blue. Give her a question. Lady Blue, the bend but don't break defense didn't give up a third down. So, I mean, what do you want? What else can you ask for? They didn't give up a third down.
We gave up fourth downs.
We only gave up one.
Hey, I'm a New Yorker, and I expect greatness. I don't want mistakes.
He's a New Yorker, man. A Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker. I don't want mistakes. How about this? We'll compromise. We can do the bend but don't break, but don't be so goddamn soft.
No.
What?
Okay. The defense you're talking about, right?
Defense is too soft. They're leaving too many holes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got a lot of time to spend on this subject in the next I don't know how long it's going to be. But, look, let's move on for a minute because we got a lot of people on the line. 929-477-4171. Bleed Blue Show. Yes, we whipped that Eagle ass. 27-17. Kristen, did you like what you see?
I did. I thought overall it was a solid game. First quarter was solid. Besides that sack that set off the game in the beginning, but we swiftly recovered. DJ had the 34-yard touchdown, fantastic zone read on that one. Gano, of course, he's amazing all the time. Nice stop by Holmes. Holmes made a couple of good stops today. Bradbury bats down the pass on 3rd and 3. I love that one. Smith had some good ones. Austin Mack had some good first downs. Shep.
Yes,
I like the quick no huddle. Yeah, quick no huddle. I like that Morris was moving the chains a little bit more this week. DJ took some really hard shots. So I was really getting nervous. But he did it. He did it. I can't listen. The man did his job. I'd like to comment on Gallman when he rolled over everybody, did that tuck and roll right over the whole crew. I loved it. I loved the touchdown. Nice stop on Sanders. I'm glad we kind of stifled his run. The second half was a little sloppy on Sanders because I have a big pet peeve on Sanders. So we did a good job first half on him. When Wentz stumbled for the loss, I thought I was going to lose my mind. It was awesome. The Dixon had that 71-yard punt. Well, it was amazing. Martinez.
Oh, man, he stole my thunder. I was going to ask you about that. Okay,
fantastic. Martinez and Fackle, I thought they did well. I thought the flag on Bradbury versus Ward, because Ward had the stiff arm, I thought it was bullshit. That's football.
It was bullshit.
Anybody.
It was.
That's fucking straight football, period.
That's it.
Fantastic blitz. Tomlinson and Peppers, great pass protection. What else? My big thing, Slayton had the amazing catch for 40 yards. The only thing that ruffled my feathers was McClear Jr. He read us like a book. He came straight through. That was the second time this whole game that they did it to us. Turnovers, excellent ball control, fantastic by offense and defense. And I like that we kept the pressure all the way up to the last second. And I really didn't know that Dexter can move the way he can, but that man can move.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter can move. Jabril all the way to the very end. Gallman fighting for every inch. Williams with the deflective pass. That was phenomenal. They just a good all-around game. Lewis had some good catches. But like I said, good overall progress. This is progress. See it better every single week. But I love the game. It was great. And we played fantastic. Hats off to Danny Dimes. I'm about to give it to him.
All right. Bleed blue on that. You know, I don't normally say that, but Riley Dixon, he put them in bad field position, the Eagles, that is, every time he gets that ball. And I thought I thought that was a wonderful asset to have. So thank you, Christian. We'll be right back with that. Carl, my man, you know what? Carl, these stats, when you look at the game stats, you know, everything was even except the score, and that's enough for me. You know, the yards, the passing yards, the rushing yards, 5.7 yards per play on offense for us, 5.5 for them. The first downs were even, but their third down efficiency didn't get off. Hey, they didn't get over on us at all game long, and I was impressed by that, bro. Very impressed. And, Carl,
some of those third downs that the Eagles didn't convert were primarily, at least on probably three occasions, a byproduct of some of the stuff that they were doing on first and second down. The low snap that they had in the game, it may have happened, three or four times that we saw where there was a low snap. There was one play I know where Wentz, I think it was a 3rd and 1, where he took the snap and he fell down just like right off the bat, off the snap. And then there were some other ones that they had as well. So, you know, that was that kind of aided that as well. And the other thing that I thought aided it too, and it's something that I'm going to have to ask some friends about this week. Every time Jalen Hurts came into the game, I thought the Giants would just look at the Eagles and say, thank you. Like, literally, they were just – it was basically the Eagles giving plays away by having him on the field. What was the point of that? There was nothing positive that came out of them doing that at all. So just whatever play call package they have for him, just throw that in the trash. Just please. I mean, he's not throwing the ball to anybody. And whenever he has the ball in his hands, ain't nothing going on. So just throw that in the garbage. I don't know what they were thinking. Now on to the game itself. I thought there's one part of this game that I need to address because it's still grating at me. But I thought the key moment of the game came after the Eagles scored to make it 14-11, and the Giants scored a touchdown right after that. because as we have seen in all of these Eagle comeback games, there is always a point where the game turns on something. And I thought when Scott got that touchdown, had the Giants not answered that, that this game would have been in a situation where I thought, because as we saw in the second half for a period of time, it seemed like the game got a little too fast for the defense on the Giants. And the Eagles were able to move the ball up and down the field for those two scores in the third quarter, and the Giants really didn't have any answers for them at all until the fourth when they slowed them down a bit. So I thought that to the Eagles score the touchdown was huge. I thought Jones perhaps played the best game of his career. When I take into account the fact that at no point did I feel as if he was where the game was too big for him. The control of the game, the pace of the game, the fact that he didn't lose the ball at any point, the efficiency, the lack of negative plays. You know, he didn't have like a 5-touchdown game or a 350-yard passing game, but just from the start of the game to the end of the game, that pass to Slayton in the fourth quarter for 40 yards, which was a huge play in that game that set up the field goal to get the 10-point margin, I thought was one of his – perhaps his best throw of the season, all in all. Now, I need to get to this, okay? Because this game really shouldn't have gotten to all this. Because late in the first half, at 14-3, with fourth and one at the Eagles' 44-yard line, when the Eagles had not been stopping the Giants at all at any point in the game, they decided to punt the ball away late in the first half. What was that?
Wow.
If the game is 17-3 or 21-3 at that point, the whole structure of how the Eagles have to play the second half changes. But instead, they gave them the ball. Now, the Eagles didn't do anything with it in the end of the first half. The score still ended up 14-3 at the half. But the fact that the Giants didn't step on their throat right then and there and just knocked them out of the ball game, just grated at me. We've seen these decisions on fourth down and on the other side of the field too many times this season. Go for the throat. Show some nuts. Knock them out of the building. I mean, come on. That just sucks. I'm still maximizing the amount of points that you're going to score. Don't rely on the defense.
Oh, I didn't mind
score
it,
the damn ball.
I didn't mind it at all. I actually they played the conservative. I didn't mind that because they were trying to get them to jump off sides at that point. They had the momentum. I didn't see the point of trying to force something. And they had – If they would have turned the ball over, Eagles would have had good field position with a little bit of time, maybe get a field goal out of it. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I'm actually cool how the Giants played it at the end of the first half. I really am, because they like the pace, like Kristen said, just it went in the entire game except for two back-to-back Eagle touchdowns. This was a very good game for the Giants, man. But I hear what you're saying, though, bro.
Yeah, I do too. I get it, Carl. We're unfinished product. We're unfinished product. That's what it is. We're still coming along. And there were some really noticeable strides made in this game. But we're going to talk about all of them. Again, 929-477-4171. Frontline extraordinaire. It is your floor. Everybody, Bakes is here to speak. Do your thing, homie.
What's good, family? So, for me, this was a pretty good game. But a good game. And I feel like this is what I've been talking about for years. Where we see some progression. First, the defense. Defense has been playing really solid. Bend but don't break. They're not perfect. They're still missing some key aspects like a really stout pass rusher to, you know, get sacks and put more pressure on the ball. But the front three have been doing a pretty good job. They only gave up 3 points in the first half, which was my concern because for the last three or four games, they've been playing really great first half of football. But the second half, is usually where the breakdown is. But the key to this was the offense picking up the slack in the second half in terms of countering the scores of Philadelphia instead of turning the ball over or just doing a bunch of three and outs. We didn't do that. Gallman, to me, is my second MVP besides I think it's Gano. He's been running hard through the tackles and, you know, protecting the ball. I think Jones played his best game of his career, in my opinion, not because he didn't score, but he managed the game well. He made key and timely throws that were needed, accurate throws, and he did not turn the ball over. This is a close game, which it shouldn't have been, but it could have changed the aspect of the game with one or two turnovers that he's typically been doing his whole career. That could have changed the complexity of the game simply with two turnovers. But he didn't have any turnovers. And I think that was, to me, the key of the game, because there could have been situations in the second half where he could have turned the ball over on a sack or on a rushed pass, and he didn't do that. My main concern, not so much the play, but the coaching. I think the coaching has been really great. I think what they're lacking is second half adjustment. We've been seeing these last 3 weeks. They don't adjust to the other team's adjustments that the team makes about the defense or the offense in the second half. Or they stop doing what got them into winning or into the lead in the second half. Now, we didn't lose the lead. That was also a key aspect. We did not lose the lead during the game, which was probably for the first time. We led all the way through, and that's amazing. Some good plays were the two-point conversion where we sacked Wentz and things like that. So the kudos to the defense, the offense, played a solid game, got the ball around. Still not really getting the ball to Tate. I don't know if they're freezing them out, but, you know, he made his plays when he got the ball. But they're making good plays, and they're running the ball effectively. So it's something to build on, and we take the bye, get healthy, and try to win against the – try to go for three against the Bengals.
Bam. That's the man right there, frontline extraordinaire. That's Bakes, everybody. Hey, man. 929-477-4171 is our number. Come on in and talk to us real quick before I make sure you don't get on this line. I'm kidding. Billy Bob, you are up, man. I hope you're in your feelings. I know you got a lot to say because you don't get emotional on these things at all. So go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, you hear me? You hear me?
I hear you.
Hello?
I hear you perfectly. I hear you perfectly.
Okay. This was a good game. I love this game. I mean, like I said, all we got to do is just stay healthy. And then what we said on Thursday, we just run the ball. And we basically did all that. Even though Jason Garrett almost blew it. Like, I just don't get it. See, y'all say he coached a good game, but I felt like this is on Jason Garrett a little bit because you've seen it almost falling back to the same thing. Like, the first drive, we were running the ball. You got a good pace with two running backs, and then you try to hand the four, and then you try to hand the ball off to the fullback. That was a no. That was a no go. Where we had to see. That's what I was talking about. How Jason Garrett gets a second chance. What I mean by that on fourth down, he gets more opportunities on fourth down. So that's why I said our offense should be explosive. I said already from the year started that our offense will be able to move the ball, and they showed that even with Philadelphia scoring on us, how we can get back and score right back on them. Jason Garrett, in the third quarter, I don't understand. There's like y'all saying that we need to make adjustments. There's no adjustment to be made. If you have a running game, why are you pass coming into the second half passing the ball? Just stick to the run game. Let's not make this game harder than what it shouldn't have been. Hey, listen, y'all can say Garmin for MVP, but I'm still with my boy Alphus Morris. He still showed me he was a better back today. He just didn't get the touch today. Y'all can say what y'all want to say about Alphus Morris. He just didn't get the touch. Man and dog, I had to get you because you said there is no cool name like Alfred. I told you Batman had a brother named Alfred. Alfred is a cool cat. So therefore, the Giants played good today, bro. I'm just saying, I just like I said, I just need Jason Garrett to have more of a pulse on this offense. Because, like I said, this offense cannot be stopped. You got a run game. There should have been no problems to how we should have finished this game off strong. It should have been no teetering in that second half. I just need us to run the ball. But, hey, Alphus Morris still was my MVP today because he still had a better average at all running back. I told you, ever since he got to the Giants, that has been our best back. The slow turtle. The turtle that's going to win this damn race. God damn it, take us to the playoffs.
Please,
shut up, Grandpa.
I say it.
Billy Bob, I'm with you on Alphus Morris. Billy Bob, I'm with you on Alpha Moore, but I got to say this, man.
I am too.
But hold on, I got to say this real quick, before we go to the next day. Hold on. Yo, let me tell you, man, I thought Jason Garrett finished the quarter strong. That Andrew Thomas penalty, they should never have called that shit. The Giants scored that touchdown on that Jones run, man. That was a ticky-tack hold they called, man. I don't know what else you could do. Like, it pushed them back, but that was a hold call that should not have been called, I thought. It was really petty, man. They would have went up 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That should have been called. Yeah, you got a definite point there. I agree with that. And you know what? I tell you, Alfred Morris. But to Billy Bob's point, Alfred Morris, man, 4.3 yards a carry, man, since he's been here. Yeah. I have to give it to him. It looks really like a turtle, very methodical, the way he runs. But hey, he's effective. And I can't knock him.
Hey,
not at all.
No. Hey, listen, when Alfred Moore got there, he probably slowed the game down for Gardner and told him, listen, bro, you don't have to hit the holes like that. Like full blast, just take your time. Because that's one thing you see with Alfred Moore. Alfred Moore sets up block even when he's that slow. That's what I respect about it. He may be slow, but you start to see how the blocks are set up. And I think that's one thing that Gallman is taking away from. Like, it was one of the particular drives, like, at the end. I would have preferred Alfred Morris in on them last couple of series to end that game, because I felt like Alfred Morris would have ended that game how it should have been ended, more than my boy getting hit at the end. But that's good. I'm happy. I love what the Giants bleed blue. Let's go.
Bleed blue. All right, DB. Time for you to take the floor and call all of that back, man. Do your thing, bro. You on a 3-minute timer and do your cleaving, whatever you call it.
Hey, I'm happy we got the win and beat the Smeagol. I hate them with a passion, so that was beautiful. It's always good to beat Philly.
Yeah.
But like Lady Blue said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. The meat grinder was on, and the blades were this close
That's
to the coaches' faces. We feel a wind from the blades going on these coaches' faces because the coaches really screwed this game up, I think. We're lucky that we have good players on defense that can make plays because, again, I don't know, like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So on defense, stop with the Swiss cheese stone defensive shit. I'm sorry, man. Like, stop running that, Coach Graham. I don't know what Patrick Graham is doing. We have pedal to the metal. We do good doing our blitzes, running man. All of a sudden, we get back in the zone, and Carson Wentz is taking and dunking us right down the field. So, like I said last week, the brain farts with the coaches have to stop. They just have to stop. And we're still having brain farts with the coaches. Thank God the defense did what they need to do to win the game. But that we got gassed on the run. We gave up 150 yards rushing. That's unacceptable. That's bad coaching. Again, with the bad coaching, Devontae Downs should have never came off the field, number 52. David Mayo's not good. He's not a good cover linebacker either. Why is he on the field for the majority of the game? That's coaching. So you got to put the right players on the field at the right time. David Mayo shouldn't be in there. Again, on offense, Jason Garrett. Run the ball. Alfred Morris is doing his thing, and so is Wayne Gallman. We have a two-headed monster. The O-line, the young O-line is doing what they're supposed to do. No reason why the game should have been this close. It should have been 49-6. But Jason Garrett wants to get cute running jet sweeps to wide receivers. What the hell are you doing, Jason Garrett? Come on. Why do we sign Dante Pettis again, everyone? He's a return guy, specialist, and a receiver, yet he wasn't on the field. We got bum-ass Deion Lewis back there. This is ridiculous. That goes back to coaching. Why do we have these players on the team if we're not going to utilize them? It doesn't make sense. And ref ball was at an all-time high today. We challenged that bullshit Boston Scott run. He was out of fucking bounds. Both of his cleats were on the white. That kills me with referees. That has nothing to do with being a Giants fan or not. This is just being a sports fan watching the game that's supposed to be called properly, and it wasn't. Boston Scott stepped out. But guess what? It shouldn't have even got to that because we were running that Patrick Graham Swiss cheese zone bullshit defense, and we had two of our defensive linemen get tackled on that play. But did the ref call it? No. But you call a hole on Andrew Thomas. When they showed the replay, the D lineman jammed his face mask up. If anything, it should have been an offsetting penalty. So I agree with Steve. It was ticky tack bullshit on that call. So ref ball really killed us. But the coaches, man, stop having us on the edge of our seat. call the game. Once you get them down, we got to bury them moving forward. Once you get a team down, we got to bury them. So, coach, you got to get this shit together, keep running the ball, and stop with the Twin Cities defense, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Manny Dog. Other side of the wild boy. Manny Dog.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Where you been?
Listen, I was still waiting for Alfred Morris to unmute me. It took him a while. Listen, I'm just glad Alfred Morris ain't blow his whole ACL out trying to juke in that first quarter. I don't know if y'all saw that, but he almost died juking. Secondly, Billy Bob, you set up the blocks very well. Hey, Billy Bob, you right. He set up the blocks. The problem is he never get out that first gear. He got to go ahead and check that alternator, that transmission. He need to do something because them gears ain't shifting. Next thing.
That's terrible, man.
Jason Garrett really almost gave his way. And the reason why I say that is if you saw at the end of the game, we from under center, we got two backs in the backfield. We go straight at them. The entire stadium know we running, and it don't matter. When you start getting cute, when you're trying to finish a game, is when you run into trouble. Graham's defense with this soft zone is not working after you have built the lead and you let off the gas. That's what we're doing every week, and I'm starting to see it. We had athletes make athletic plays today, and that's what kept us in this game. I don't know why you have our two worst coverage linebackers between Mayo and Blake Martinez in coverage when there are two worst coverage linebackers. When it's third and long, get them guys out of there, put downs. And we had old boy in there too today. God, I can't, the young boy, Carter Coughlin. And we a couple other guys in there that can make plays. Get those guys in there and let them run coverage. I'm just happy at the end of the day, man. We beat the Schmeagles. It was a great day to be a Giant. I was bleeding blue all over the place. I probably blew up Chris's phone 1,000 times. But at the end of the day, this is what we live and die with, man. Smash Mouth football. Then shout out to Daniel Jones. And y'all know I can't stand the boy, right? 2 weeks in a row, the boy played and managed the game. I'm a Giant fan. He's my quarterback. So I'm going to be hard on him. And then I'm going to give him credit. He played well today, took the sacks. He protected the ball. Shout out to Daniel Jones. Bleed blue. Let's go into this bye week. Get ready to punch the Bengals in the face.
Bam. Manny Dog. You got a Manny Dog, you got a question for anybody? Like, hey, I don't know, Billy Bob maybe?
Yeah, I got a question. Hey, Billy Bob, who you got between Lemieux and Morris, man? Where's your money at, man?
Hey, listen. You already know I'm gonna answer this question with this tortoise in this hair race. You already know I got my turd. I got Alfred Morris all day. I got him all damn day. He's gonna make it work. No matter where this man went, he made it work.
I love Billy Bob, man. I love him.
I do too, man. I do too. Anybody got any more? Any stakeholders? anybody got any questions for anybody else? Because we gotta open this up. Have a little fun, man. We won today, y'all. Second straight. You're killing me with this, bro. Second straight win.
I want to go back to Manny Dog on that one, man. I got to go back.
Okay.
The only thing I don't or can't see because we're not at practice, maybe this is something they're probably going to work on with your, as far as your point, as far as the linebackers covering, like as far as Downs and the other dude. This is probably something they're probably going to implement on the bye week when they come back after Thanksgiving because we don't know. I don't know. Maybe you guys know as far as exactly where they're going to be on certain down and distance, certain personnel on third and down, if it's third and 15, third and 6, whatever the case may be. But I look at the Giants linebacker core. I don't see none of them, honestly, that can – I mean, outside of Downs, Devontae Downs, it's outside of him, none of them motherfuckers can cover. So I don't understand why we're talking about the soft. I mean, the soft zone is hiding and masking the deficiencies of not going man to man. That's just clear as day to me. So why like tamper with that? You know what I'm saying, Manny? What's your thoughts on that? Because none of them can cover except for Downs. But when they don't, I think other teams know that, and they go away from them in the zone. And you, the Giants didn't get beat up over the top. It's the big. They didn't give up this big 40, 50 yard play we have seen for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like ultimately you still have to put your best athletes out there, even in the zone. Because when you watch on that one play, Blake Martinez got away with a crazy hold where that receiver dropped the ball. You got to be able to cover in space, even in the zone. His pass reaction in coverage, Blake Martinez and Mayo, is terrible. If that's the case, right, Throw extra DBs in there. You got to, if you want to put bigger DBs, and where the hell is Cam Brown? Put him in and let him cover some space in the middle. So you got to be able to make the adjustment. How you doing, boss?
All right. I mean, I agree with the six defensive backs, and they did that a couple of times on a big down and distance. They did that, and they got off the field. So I don't really necessarily have an issue with today, honestly. I feel like they played it as best as like Billy Bob says for years on this platform. Know your personnel. I mean, how can you know it better than, especially you play Carson Wentz the second go around? How he gashes the first game, he played an excellent defensive game as best as you could with his personnel. I mean, I'm cool. And I think, we can always improve, man. There's always room for improvement. But thanks for that, man. I understand what you're saying as far as the linebackers, though. But I agree with you. Didn't Mayo or Fack was terrible coverage. You know what I'm saying?
No. Hold on. Hey, guys, I know we like to give Bradbury a lot of credit, but let's give Isaac Yiddo some top prize. Listen, this dude been on some point that I ain't, like, seen nobody catching on him. Like, he's been playing physical. This dude, Isaac Yiddo, we got to get this dude. Hey, he's holding his side on that other end. So that has a lot. So that has a lot to see into this good defense not bending, not breaking, bro.
All right. Hey, Carl, you had a no, before I go to Carl. Lady Blue, you was going to mention something before at the end of your last commentary. What was that? You remember?
No, honestly.
Okay. Carl, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing for Carl and Christian. Y'all crazy, man. Go ahead, Carl. You were saying something, and then I said wait till you come back around. Yeah, we're back around.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I was meaning to mention this on Thursday because I know you guys had this exact same discussion last week about the whether or not they should pressure more or whether or not they should play zone. And the reason why they're playing zone the way they're playing it is because they don't have a second cornerback that's good. The reason, because if you've noticed, while Bradbury has been playing well, everybody else that's been targeted outside of him has – teams have been so successful at it that the Giants have kind of made the what's the best way I can put this? They've sort of made the concession that, okay, if these guys are going to get beat at the rate that they're being targeted right now, the most we can do is prevent big plays of above 20 yards. So basically they're setting up the defense in such a way where, all right, we're going to get beat 8 yards here, 10 yards here, maybe even 15 yards. But after that, if you notice, take a look. Look at the game numbers. How many times do you see the Giants get beat for a pass play above 20 yards? It's very, very rare. So that is what they're doing. And so, like, for instance, if I ask you right now, like, what would be the most valuable thing to this team? An edge rusher that can get to the quarterback or a second cornerback? That's a second cornerback that's, like, really, really, really good. Like, I don't know the answer because – what's happened now is that with teams throwing three wide receivers out on the field, you know, what, 60, 65% of the time, you need to have multiple cornerbacks that are good that can cover.
Stop right here.
And
hold
if
on.
You don't, you're going
to
be forced to play the sort of
question.
Zone coverage.
Okay, hold up. I got to get one more commentary in from my man Bates, and I got to get one from Kristen. And then that question right there, Carl, I want you to hold it for me. Just hold it for me. Bates, go ahead, bro.
Okay.
Do you still?
Listen, man, I don't really have much to complain about for this game. I'm not going to be one of those. I've been very hard on this team the last several years, but all I've asked for was improvement. And I've seen improvement in play, but it hasn't equated to wins. And now I've seen the wins build two in a row and solid play from our quarterback. I'm not saying I'm back on the train, but I'm in line to buy a ticket. So that's what I want to see from him. I want to see poise play, eliminate the mistakes, lead your troops, and keep us in position to score touchdowns, not field goals. And I don't have a problem with those field goals coming in late, but I had a problem all the time with getting field goals to start the game off, or just, you know, instead of getting touchdowns where we couldn't convert on third down or call good plays, which is also on Garrett. Garrett's been calling a lot better plays for the majority of the part. It's not perfect yet. And we know, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I'm happy. Today I'm happy. I've got no real beef other than let's keep making adjustments in the second half, or keep doing what we're doing that got us to the lead in the first half. Like, I felt like we had two more opportunities that we could have scored in the first half. It shouldn't have even been that close. But right, they responded, and that's what they responded, and they didn't fall apart like they normally do in most of those Eagle games. So I'm really happy. I really got not too much to complain about. Lee Blue.
Kristen, anything to add?
Yeah, I'm glad we finally capitalized on one of the 18 bad snaps that they had tonight.
Yeah, really.
And that little Kels had that roadblock on Bradbury. I don't think there was much we could do about that. And the third thing I wanted to say was that hard count crap has to stop. The delay of game is stupid. Other than that, I thought they had a freaking phenomenal game. Progress. We're only going up from here. Every week we're going to win. Let's finish off the season strong, and let's beat the Bengals and stay healthy on our bye week. Bleed blue.
Now, Carl, where's my man at? Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
I want you to ask that question again, but I want you to ask it to DB Nation. One more time. It's the cornerback question. Cornerback versus lineman. Do that one more time. DB, you ready?
Oh, you mean basically? Oh,
the question you just had that I told you to hold
on. I'll ask it. I mean, I'll post it to anybody. If anyone, we can talk about it during the bye week coming up on Thursday, because I think it should be a topic.
No show Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
All right,
yeah, I'll ask DB. If you look at the defense right now, and I ask you, what would be more valuable, a second cornerback that's really, really good, or an edge rusher that can get to the quarterback? Which one would you take?
I'm going to have to go with the first option, a second cornerback who would be lights out and shut a receiver down, because right now with the down lineman that we have, and then the way that they're getting those different rotation in, we actually have really consistent pass rush with those down linemen. So I definitely go with the cornerback. The way the NFL is, it's pretty much an air show, and we need players, DBs especially, who can lock down these receivers. So just like that Isaac Yiadom guy we got from the Broncos, he's been holding it down quietly. Like, I didn't hear his name called in a bad way. So I would definitely go with that defensive bat, because the way teams are and the way they run so many different spread sets, I'd go with that guy right now.
Okay. Cool thing. All right.
Can I add on to that?
Yeah.
Can I add on to that?
Yeah, sir.
Remember,
yeah.
we have a guy who's played phenomenal football by the name of Julian Love. Go back to DB Nation's point. I mean, this guy's been sound. If they ask him to play free safety, he plays free safety. If they ask him to play nickel, he plays nickel. So the point I'm trying to say is, like what DB said on the preview show, if you get guys' bodies back, imagine what this defense can be when you get Xavier McKinney back in December.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this? Like,
oh, yeah.
We have a guy who's had a lot of snaps in Julian Love. He's played all over the field, no matter what kind of personnel, as far as nickel, even the sixth defensive back. They could probably even tamper or even have him on that opposite corner of Bradbury and throw Xavier McKinney when you get into December. So I'm just a thought that, yo, the horses are coming back.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, man, with the spirit of dialogue. Remember, everybody, this is the Blue Show, 929-477-4171. Don't know where Manny is, so we're going to skip right over Manny. And one more time, Azul, just so I'll have to scratch this off. Just one more time. Okay, there you go. All right. Because like as we said, this is our second straight win, and it's our third conference win, division win, I'm sorry. And depends. Our fate actually belongs to the division, man. It depends on how Philly plays from here. I think the Cowboys are gone. Forget that. And it's in our hands, you know, because whoever wins this division is going to the playoffs. As crazy as that sounds with a 3-7 record. So and the Giants are improving their play. Real, let's admit it. Even with Daniel Jones, yes, I said it, it's improving all the way around. So we got to give ourselves a little credit, a little bit, pat ourselves in the back. We can be critical all we want to, but look, there was no fumbles lost today. There was no interceptions. You know, our third down efficiency was excellent, I felt. 5 out of 14, that was wonderful. Daniel Jones, again, solid game. I think Wayne Gallman, this is my personal opinion, needs a 20-carry game. I just feel like he does. Because the line has come together, especially when Lemieux is in there. Something about when he shows up, we sort of like tighten up, and I really enjoy that. All right. Going back to the top. Oh, Manny, you back. Thank you. Manny, do you have any questions for everybody? Wrong person. I was
No, man, I actually have me and DB were just talking. When we get McKinney back,
yes.
Can you imagine when we put in that nickel? If you want to solve your linebacker coverage problem, you put Jabril in the box as a linebacker with either Devontae Downs, or you put Julian Love in there with Devontae Downs, and now you got a formidable tackler and a guy who can cover in that nickel package when you're trying to run that defense on third and long or long distance.
You know what? I think Pastor Graham's thinking about the same thing you are, bro. He's got to be. I didn't even look at it that way, Steve. That was your earlier point. That was to your earlier point as well. Oh, man. Okay. So, Steve, you never told me you had a question for anybody.
You know what? Let me ask everybody this real quick. I love the rotation. I think this is a nice formula, man. It keeps them fresh. The tackles rotating. Now Zeitler got the concussion, but I think he should be back. I don't think it was nothing, you know, as far as he's going to be out a whole month, you know. But play to the future. Is there a way? This is for everybody, Chris. Everybody, do you think they're going to find a way to implement Will Hernandez at left guard and Shane Lemieux primarily at right guard, as far as looking at as the future while live game action is happening right now and you have somewhat of a momentum? Because I don't want to shit on Will Hernandez, but Shane Lemieux, I think, is playing a little bit better left guard than Hernandez. But and Hernandez was playing very well too, though. See, that's the thing. But Shane Lemieux goes to right guard. How do you think they're going to play that? You know, like as far as is Zeitler going to play out the rest of this? Or I think he's going to play out the rest of the season. But is there going to find a way to look at it as far as, you know, they're a team that's developing? How did you get both of those guys, the young guys, at guard mostly? How do you guys feel about that?
Well, let's go around the room with that, Lady Blue. You go first.
I think we should definitely keep Shane Lemieux in because he's proving himself to be good, but someone needs to take over for Thomas, and I'll still say that forever. I don't like him. I don't want him. So someone needs to take over his position, and then I think we'll be solid.
Okay, tell us how you really feel next time. Okay, Kristen.
I like that we're keeping everybody fresh. I like the rotation. And I do like Lemieux. I think we should hold on to him. I think he's a good asset. That's it.
Mute button, Chris.
Mute, Chris.
Bob. Oh, my goodness. All right, all right. Sorry. Billy Bob, continue. I was just talking my ass off, too, boy. Okay.
I know you fought. Yeah, Chris, you did all that to unmute me, so you don't talk, but that's okay. But let me tell you something. I think if I'm correct, Lemieux is from Oregon, right? I mean, he comes from out of an offense. I mean, he comes from out of a well good offense that plays to his strength. I think our offense kind of plays to his strength. So yeah, I think that's good. And by the way, is it just me or y'all sleeping on Isaac Yiddum? I think he's capable. This is why we release Corey Ballantyne. I really think this other quarterback is holding up his own. Why? I mean, y'all don't see that? Am I missing something?
No, we see it. Isaac Yiddum is playing his ass off, and it's the best he can for his gifts. I have to go with you on that one.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you see Bradbury's playing at some, like, I'm not going to lie, he's playing at an all-time level, and I'm like, they're not really trying number 27 like that. And then when they do go his way, he's either playing good defense or you're not catching nothing on him.
True. You got to get
on. But the thing is, you can shake. Hold on. The thing is, back there, if you go look at the film, the game tape, you could shade the free safety over to his side, even though he's holding his own. And had the Bradbury one-on-one. It's true one-on-one island corner shit on the other side. So that's where the zone shit is kind of working, because you could cheat your free safety. You could cheat Julian Love to his side if need be. So, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. He's doing his job, but, you know, getting a little bit of help as well. But doing his job, but he's doing what they're asking him to. Now, I'm cool with that.
But let's remember, we also have a rookie playing corner. I mean, nickel corner now. Holmes, let's not act like he's getting his experience. So, like I said, throughout this vibe, I really think we're on some real positive vibe.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Carl, you got an answer to that?
You know, I think the rotation is good. I think it's one of those, like, weird, like, veteran respect things. Because I actually thought that for the first, let's say, 5-6 games of the season, that Zeitler was probably their worst offensive lineman. But there wasn't anything being done about it. And so I think even though he came out the game today, I think that they're going to try to ride him out until the end of the season, not bench him for any significant period of time that anybody would notice. So that's the issue that I would see with that. I think that Hernandez, Lemieux, they all should get some time. You know, they actually should probably go to more 6 offensive linemen sets than they do now. That would be one way to get everybody involved, but I'm not. So I have to take a look and see how many of those they've run this season. I don't think they've run very many off the top of my head, just to see, because that would be one thing that you can add to just, you know, get some additional power into the lineup. Because right now, you know, I don't see the point on certain downs of having, you know, Engram block or even the other guy, 85, what's his name? I keep pronouncing his name wrong. You might as well just go with 6 offensive linemen if you're going to go ahead and run the ball in those situations.
Okay. Biggs, you want to add to that? Biggs, still here?
Hey, Chris, what was the question?
What was the question again, Steve?
It was about implementing. We're on a nice run with the linemen, specifically the guards. The tackles is another issue. I'm talking about Shane Lemieux, Hernandez, and Zeitler, because I'm looking at the future as well, as far as, you know, Hernandez and Lemieux. Do we should tamper as far as getting more snaps with those guys in the lineup more, meaning Hernandez and Lemieux over Zeitler? We know Zeitler is, what, $10 million contract? Is going to be expiring, and I know he's been playing very good as an older guard, but how do you want to keep Zeitler at right guard? Not keep him at right guard, but as far as you got Hernandez off of COVID coming back, like, do you want to see him in live game snaps more with the younger guards, or do you want to, you know, like keep Hernandez on the bench and Lemieux at guard? Like, how do you would you play as far as specifically the guards?
Well, for the guards, for me, Chris and Steve, what I want to see is a youth movement, because I don't want to. I remember how we got burnt, eventually losing all our linemen around the same time, and plus the factor with money. I know Zeitler is playing well, but he's a big hit to our cap. And I think I definitely like Shane Lemieux and Hernandez. Second year is kind of, you know, had a, you know, not been as great, but he had really good impact first year. So I would like to see a good rotation with the younger guards. And I mean, you play Zeitler in spots, maybe for injuries or whatever like that, and then you evaluate during the off season what you want to do. I would think that was something we'll move away from and go with the young guards, because at least with Lemieux, we know we got a gamer. He's young and he's playing hard. And the line we've seen from week one to now week 10, we've seen a big difference in the line play, because we haven't been really complaining that much about the line play, at least for the guards. Tackle's a different story, but I say go with the youth movement.
Cool.
That's why I asked.
All right. Anybody?
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Anybody?
Yo, listen.
DB and Manny on that.
Listen, I think for the rest of the year you're gonna see just rotation more. The rotation's working. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Also, somebody alluded to, I think it was Carl, about six linemen. And New England does that a lot. It's just an offset line. That's pretty cool. It's a good one. And somebody like Lemieux can be that sneak out tight end type guy where you sneak him off on the goal line and throw him a ball. But ultimately, the reason why we're seeing better play is because an offensive line functions as a unit. You have to give them time to gel. It's just the position. You can't just plug and play guys. If you have a unit that's been together, you got four guys and you add one guy, sure. It's like a pack of dogs, right? You put the new dog in, he's going to fall in line because the other four dogs are going to teach him how to do it. So that's why we're seeing better play. It's very smart to have these guys rotating because that's pack mentality. So then when somebody like Zeitler, who is a big cap hit, we let him go, it's nothing. We just plug in Lemieux and we keep the machine rolling. So I like what the Giants are doing with the offensive line. The O-line is going to be topped here in the next 2 years. We'll be at the top of the league. I'm telling you that just from what I'm watching. We've got mean athletes. Give Thomas some time. Give him time. He's playing the hardest position on the offensive line. So give him time.
All right.
Give him time.
All right. We blew on that one. All right, y'all. You know there's got to be a show on Thursday. Hello? Yeah, go ahead. Who has to talk? Who asked? Somebody said something?
Oh, no, I was gonna say something, Chris, on actually kind of to top all that off. Can we give some praise to Nick Gates? You know, from the first game of the season with him, remember we had a lot of criticism of him because he had not played the center position at any level and he was being thrown into the fire. You know what? We're ten games into this now. You know, no one's talking about him at all, which is a very good thing for the center position, and he's done a very good job.
He does, yes. I agree. I'll echo that. All right, y'all. Look, let's talk about final thoughts. That's what we should talk about before I make some announcements. So let's go up to top to bottom on your show. Lady Blue, we're going to start with you.
Final thoughts is I'm hoping our division, the rest of the division loses next week. I mean, we got the Bengals at Washington, Eagles at Browns, and Dallas at Vikings. Let's just hope that all three of them can lose, and then we'll be even better positioned to take on the Bengals because McKinney should be back either for that game or the next week Seattle, but I'm hoping he'll be back for the Bengals game. But it was a great victory today. I'm happy going into the bye week with two consecutive wins. It's a good day to be a Giants fan. Bleed blue.
A good day. Da-da-da-da. All right. Thank you, Lady Blue. Kristen, go ahead and do your thing, babe.
Great week.
Progress, 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 all the way around. Ball control was humongous this game. So we just got to keep the momentum going, and let's beat the rest of these teams. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. All right. Billy Bob, your time to shine.
Hey, listen, Chris. You were trying to get, hey, you've been giving Steve all this quote, but you need to get some. You need to get some of that to Carl too, cause Carl called that Philly too, bro. You ain't press that Carl button on Carl, bro. That ain't cool, bro.
Good point.
We need to hear some of that Carl.
Oh,
hey,
Lord,
good point.
I got that.
Hey, but hey, my final thought to Manny. Hey, listen, my final thought to Manny. Hey, my final thought to Manny. You know who's the pack leader of the linemen? It's Alpha Morris, goddammit. Alpha Morris got a boy blocking. It's Alpha Morris, that's why they blocking like that. They were like, goddamn, we got slow ass Alpha Morris, we need to block right. Goddamn, it's Alpha Morris. That's why. That's my final thought, bro. He the leader of the pack. He the leader of the pack of the line. Alpha Morris.
Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy people, man. Billy, I don't know about you, man. All right. Leave blue enough on that one. All right, Carl, go ahead and say hi to us, sir.
Well, you know, with all due respect to Grandpa, good game out of him. And you know what? I was in my feelings on Thursday too when I picked Philadelphia. So you know, I wanted to see this for myself, and it finally got it done. So you know, praise for that. And you know, hey, listen, we got a little week here to take off and you know, we're seeing progression, as Chris said, and
that's right.
All the crow. Hey, listen. You know, we were worried in September if we were going to have meaningful games in October, but you know what? We might have meaningful games at the end of November if a couple things go
that's
our way.
True.
And so, just you know, we just hope and pray and. You know, maybe that's the case. Let's see what happens here in these next this next week and 14 days before the next game.
All right, bleed blue for Carl. he's a wild boy. I'll get to him in a minute. Banks, give us a final thought, sir.
Final thought is next week. I don't have to worry about my team. So you know, I just need to worry about them getting and staying healthy, and.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to win against the Bengals, which won't be an easy out, but you know, because you know how we do. But I'm hopeful and I'm happy. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. DB Nation.
Yes, sir. Just want to keep the train rolling, but just Jason Garrett gotta get it right. You know, we gotta bury catch. We gotta put the pedal to the metal. When we're up on teams, keep it going. Keep running the ball. Keep players involved. We can't get a guy get hot like Gallman or Alfred Morris, and all of a sudden they vanish, and all of a sudden we see them toward the end of the fourth quarter. That's unacceptable. So my thing is just Jason Garrett, call it right. Do it the right way. When players are hot, keep them in. Keep them playing. Target these receivers. Get them the ball, you know, because they're doing good. Like Manny Dawes said, shout out to Daniel Jones for managing the game because that's what he's good at. Let him manage the game and keep running the ball so the game is out of his hands. So just keep that up. But Jason Garrett, he had me at the edge of my seat this game, you know, with his play calling. And it's like 95% of our offensive snaps are in shotgun. That's unacceptable. So Jason Garrett, come on, man. We got a fullback. We got two good running backs. We need to be under center pounding that rock because that's where we're most effective. So stop with this shotgun draw nonsense, please, because I call it shotgun shenanigans. Please stop that. We get away from that, no one can stop us. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Manny Dawes, speaking of Manny Dawes. Go ahead, Manny Dawes.
Yo, man, shout out to Joe Judge. He promised us we'll have a team that'll fight and be in every game and be hard and tough. We're seeing that. So, shout out to that. And going back to the offensive line, I 100% agree with Billy Bob. Alfred Morris is our best lineman. So he should be plugged in at the guard next to the fat, slow ass. Come out, bleed blue.
I'm crazy. I'm sick, man. Azul, what you got, man?
Listen, man, there's so many points that the stakeholders said today that was fantastic. I mean, I'm with Bakes. you know, we want to see improvement. We're getting improvement with the dividends of W's in the W column, man. I feel you, DB, on Garrett a little bit. I'm just saying, I think they're playing. You said game manager. That's exactly what Daniel Jones needs to be. He needs to manage the game. He doesn't need to be a hero. Just protect the football, and you protect the football, I think good things is going to happen for this team the rest of the season. I don't want him to play hero. I can understand what you're saying as far as the rotation with Gallman. I get that. I get that point. They could clean that up, and they probably will clean that up. But without no, let me say something to you, Chris, because I had Eagle fans even message me during the show. Eagle fans, y'all don't know. Eagle fans, I personally respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys, they know their football. They said we're the best team in the division. It's coming from them. You know what I'm saying? They've hit me up. They said the eye test does not lie. Y'all should have beat Tampa. Y'all are the best team in the division. Y'all play for that coach insane and Joe Judge. This is coming from Eagle fans. You know, these are real reputable
guys,
Eagle
know.
Fans. No, there's like five of them. Matter of fact, wow. One of them, actually, tomorrow I'll be on this podcast. Shout out to my boy KP. I'll be on the Just the Game podcast with Christian Peel. I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be on there tomorrow on the Anchor app. So shout out to KP with the Eagles Nation, Bleeding Green. We're going to be talking about this game as well. I'm going to shout you guys out, the stakeholders, the roundtable. What we talked about on this episode is going to be pretty much on that episode tomorrow. Shout out to those guys with the Eagles, man. But, yeah, man, we'll be back after the bye on the postgame versus the Bengals. I can't be happy enough, man. This has been a while, man. I think based off the personnel and the coaching, this is as good as it could be as far as knowing our personnel. I'm cool with it. And we could always improve, no turnovers. No stupid shit. The penalties has been down. We getting teams off the field on third down. I don't know what else. The kicker's nailing kicks. I'm cool, man. I'm cool, Chris.
Well, it was that kind of game. It was pretty, I wouldn't say flawless, but as flawless as we could get it with a 3-7 record leading the division.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, three division wins. In the running to win the division, and I'm not going to say the playoff name word yet, but it's possible considering the status of everything. But yes, we got a bye next week, so obviously there's not going to be a show next week. And the only way to keep up with what's happening is to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, www.bleedblueshow if you can. Also, you cannot get away without, you know, liking the Bleed Blue Show fan page. You'll see everything on there. Like I said before, it has video episodes and highlights and video breakdown and all of that. And if you want to hear how funny you sound, go check us out on iTunes and Podcast Republic and Stitcher apps and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, because it's everywhere. All you got to do is type in Bleed Blue Show in your search engine and you'll find it. We had a successful day.
And the website. Yeah. And the website. All
and the website.
On the website.
Bleed Blue Show. And, the New York Football Giants, 27, the hapless Philadelphia Eagles, 17. I got to tell you, Steve, I do not know. I have to meet these fans you're talking about. I have been in this region for 20 years.
Really?
My companies are in this region, and I have yet to meet a very wonderfully sensible, reasoned, measured Eagle fan. These fools are out of control. I even got police records to prove it when they vandalized my ride that time. And they threw eggs in my crib after we won the Super Bowl. The whole 9 yards. And I live in a good neighborhood. So, yes, I have to meet these people, and I will shake their hands. I might even kiss them because they're like unicorns. Anyway.
Hey, Chris. Chris,
what's
so
that?
We don't have a
what's
show
that?
Until the 29th then, right?
That's
so after the well, then yeah. I want to wish everybody on this call and anyone that's listening a very happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Why are you gonna steal my thunder? That's what I was gonna do.
Because it's me. Because I'm your big
goodness.
Blue, bleed blue wife. That's why.
That's
I always
right.
steal
yes,
thunder
are.
From
yes,
the men.
Good. That's right. All right.
I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and say I love everyone on this call.
All right.
We love you too. Happy
too.
Thanksgiving,
Lady Blue.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's right. Let's have one for Halloween.
And keep plenty of turkey for
Thanksgiving, y'all.
We gonna have a we. Hey, look. We riding the winning streak.
We serving up
eagles. We're obviously obviously the best team in the division at this point. Yes, we can say that. So it's been a minute. we can say that. So nonetheless, I'm gonna give my big shout outs to my Wild Boys, DB and Manny, frontline extraordinaire, my boy from Hollis, Jake, the one and only, my man Carl, who's always very cerebral, brother, and I appreciate you. That cat who's all up in his feelings all this time, Billy Bob, my love Kristen, and my big blue wife, Lady Blue, and of course the fantastic Sangre Azul himself, Steve Azul. Hey, look, y'all have a wonderful holiday, man. Stay safe out there, you know. I know everybody's sequestered in their little areas and it's getting frustrated, but, hey, all you got to do, look, you're here, and you're alive, and you're breathing. And a lot of us that were breathing last year ain't here no more. And you have the opportunity to do that now because you are safe. So continue to do that for you and yours. Bleed blue, everybody, and have a wonderful one.
Hockey on Tuesday, NBA draft on Wednesday.
That's right.
Bleed blue.
Oh, yes, right. Real quick before I sign off, hold up. Steve, Terrence Crawford.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
my goodness.
Yeah, man.
The welterweight division. Wow. What he did to Kell Brook in that fourth round,
that was, man. Ain't nobody going to take Terrence Crawford out for a minute. You talking about a complete fighter.
I don't like top rank, man. Top rank needs to adopt the Showtime boxing model, and you know they need to bring HBO back and just get rid of the top rank.
Man, that's
Bob Arum. Some fights. I know.
Bob Arum for 60 years, they're gonna be the same way. They think they, you know, who oddly started that with Bob Arum, Jim Brown did. So you know if they're gonna stay the way they stay.
Yeah.
They're gonna be
the way.
I just had to tell you. I just wanted to holler at you. But that was our post-game reaction, everybody. Sorry to bore you with the boxing fans. We big boxing fans over here. But, hey, Sangre Azul, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, y'all. Bleed blue. For real. Yeah, that's right. Check us out if you can. Check out all that stuff I told you. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it?
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.